Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Zayin. We will begin on Daf Kuf Zayin on an Aleph at the fifth line. It says the Gemara, "Maima Pesach Lahash Matza the Rava Bahai Lishna." At the end of the shiur yesterday, the Gemara had quoted how Rava approached the question that if somebody ate before Kiddush, somebody ate before Havdalah, what is the halacha? So says the Gemara, our Rava Maima said what Rava's opinion was in the following way. Amar Rava, Hilchasa, the halacha is, Tom, if somebody ate before Kiddush, Mekaddish, he could still make Kiddush afterwards. Tom, if somebody ate before Havdalah, the halacha is Mavdal. He's still allowed to make Havdalah. Mishloi Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos. Furthermore, if somebody did not make Kiddush Friday evening, Mekaddish v'hoyle kolay yom kulay, he could still make Kiddush all day Shabbos. And Mishloi Hivdol Matzoy Shabbos, if somebody didn't make Havdalah Matzoy Shabbos, Ma'ad v'hoyle kolay yom kulay, he could still make Havdalah, not as we've been learning till now, till Wednesday, but he only can make Havdalah on Sunday. So even though Maimer now quoted that according to Rava, if somebody didn't make Havdalah Matzoy Shabbos, he only has Sunday to make it up. And if he didn't make it up Sunday, he loses the opportunity to make Havdalah. The halacha is that we can make up Havdalah until Tuesday evening. And one of the rayas that the Rishonim Tosfos here, the Rimaskel Maimer, gives is from when Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday. So when Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, we can't make Havdalah Matzoy Shabbos because Matzoy Shabbos is already Tisha B'Av. We can't make Havdalah all day Sunday because all day Sunday is Tisha B'Av. So the halach is that we make Havdalah on Sunday evening. Now Sunday evening is already Monday. If the halacha were that if you missed Havdalah Matzoy Shabbos, you can't make Havdalah any past Sunday, so how could we make Havdalah Sunday night? So from here, we see that Havdalah can be made past Sunday. Furthermore, the halacha is that we can't make Havdalah Matzoy Shabbos and ask a child to drink from that wine, because as the Gemara says, we are concerned that if the child sees that he could drink Havdalah wine on Matzoy Shabbos, on Tisha B'Av, he'll think that even when he becomes a Gadol, that he, because of the importance of making Havdalah, and even though normally you can't eat on Tisha B'Av, you can make Havdalah on Tisha B'Av on Matzoy Shabbos, which of course is not the halacha. So in order to avoid a child making that mistake, when he becomes an adult, the option of giving the Havdalah wine to the child on Matzoy Shabbos is obviously not an option. Our Gemara just has connected, discusses the Shalos Tshuvos Chassam Sofer, two very different subjects. One is the subject if somebody ate or drank before Havdalah and Kiddush. And one was if somebody missed making Havdalah on Matzoy Shabbos, till when can he make it up? So the Chassam Sofer wants to understand what is the connection between these two halachas. So he explains that we would think that the reason Tom ain't a Mavdal, that Rav Asi said in yesterday's shiur, that if somebody ate, he can't make Havdalah, because we would think that it's not that bad if you ate and we don't let you make Havdalah Matzah Shabbos because you have until Wednesday to make up the Havdalah. So therefore we would think that the reason Rava paskined that Tom, that if you did eat before Havdalah, we allow you to make that up, is because he holds that you only can make Havdalah Matzah Shabbos. And if he holds you could only make Havdalah Matzah Shabbos, as much as he is upset that you made Havdalah, that you ate before Havdalah, he has no option but to let you make Havdalah, because if he's not going to let you make Havdalah, you're never going to be able to make Havdalah, because maybe Rava only holds that you can make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos. Teaches us a Maimer that no, As we just explained, the Rava holds you can make Havdalah until Monday, till Sunday night. So if the point that Rava was concerned about was just about if you're going to eat before Havdalah, how will you ever be able to make Havdalah? That isn't a problem. So we see that that's why the two halachos were put together. Says the Gemara, Amalei Mayinuka Ma'akshisha B'reid Rav Chizda Rav Ashi. Rav Chizda had two sons. They were great individuals. One was Ma'akshisha. Rashi Masechet Ksuba says that the older one was called Ma'akshisha, because that Kshisha means older, and the Yinuka means younger. So the older one was called Ma'yinuka, and the younger one was called the older one was called Ma'akshisha, and the younger one was called Ma'yinuka. Tosfos Masechet Babasra says just the opposite. The Ma'yinuka represents the older one, and he was the one that was born to Rav Chizda when Rav Chizda was Yinuka, when Rav Chizda was younger. And the older one, and that the younger one was called Ma'akshisha because he was born when Rav Chizda was older. So says the Gemara, Amrle Ma'yinuka Ma'akshisha B'reid Rav Chizda Rav Ashi. Zim Nechada Ekla Meimel Masrin. Once a Meimer came to our city, V'lo Avalon Chamra, and we didn't have wine that he should be able to make Havdol on it. I seen in Shikra, they brought him beer, V'loy Avdol. In those days, beer means date beer. And they brought him beer, and he didn't make Avdolah, or Bas V'tavas. So he went to sleep hungry, because he didn't eat before making Havdolah. The Rashbam explains that there was no wine available in that city. And since there was no wine available in that city, that's why they gave him beer. But, says Agos Maimini, that if there were wine available, then they would have certainly given him only wine to make Havdalah. Moreover, the Rishonim say that even in a city where there is wine usually available, but something comes up that wine in a certain year is not available, that's considered that wine is not available. Moreover, if wine is available, but it's not kosher wine, certainly it's not considered wine. So what happened was that Meimer refused to make Havdalah. Meimer refused to make Havdalah on beer. And as the Gemara says, Bas Tavas, he went to sleep without having made Havdalah. So Rishonim say this is a proof that we can't make Havdalah on bread. That even though, as we discussed in previous shiurim, one can make kiddush on bread, one cannot make havdalah on bread. And the reason is because kiddush, as we started this perek, is ein kiddush el b'makom suda. So we see that kiddush and bread, kiddush and suda, travel together. By halacha, by havdalah, there is no such halacha, and therefore there's no concept that one can. There's no halacha that you can make havdalah on bread. Says the Gemara Lamacha, Trachna V'Eisen L'Chamra, the next day they found some wine for him, V'Avdol Tarmidi, and he drank the wine, and he made Havdalah, and then he ate. L'Shana, the next year, Su'ik L'Asrin, then they came back to that city, L'Havdol L'Chamra, we didn't have wine, and again, Asina Shikra, we brought him beer. Omar, Ihochi, if I see that they keep on bringing me beer, Shmamina, it's obvious that in this location, beer is a Chamar Medina, Avdu Talmidi, and therefore he may have dollar on the Chamar Medina. So of course, Rishash asked the question, if they saw that in the first year, he didn't want to make Havdalah on beer, why in the second year did they bring him beer? They already know that he doesn't want to make Havdalah on beer. So he says that what happened is that they brought the beer for themselves. They didn't bring the beer for him. And in fact, he says, if you look in the wording of the Gemara, it says, Asina Shikra, they brought beer. It doesn't say Asina Lei. It doesn't say that they brought him beer, because he obviously wasn't going to make Havdalah on beer. But once he saw, as we're going to learn in a moment, that everybody made Havdalah on beer, he decided to make Havdalah on beer as well, because it became very obvious that beer is a chamah medina. Says the Gemara, Shmamina Tlas, based on this episode, we can learn three halachas. Shmamina, Hamavda Batfila, even though we make Havdalah by saying Atuchan and Tanu in the Shemana Esrei Matzai Shabbos, Tzarech Shiavdal Al-Kais, we still have to say Havdalah separately. Shmamina, we also learned, Asal Adam Shaycha Kodim Shiavdal, one may not eat till he makes Havdalah. And therefore, a Mamer, when he wasn't able to make Havdalah because he didn't want to make Havdalah on beer, didn't eat. Shmamina, we also learned from here, Mishalai Havdalah Matzai Shabbos, if somebody didn't make Havdalah on Matzai Shabbos, Mavdav Ha'ala Kol Shabbos, Kulai, he can make Havdalah till past Matzah Shabbos, because we see that he made Havdalah till Wednesday. Of course, the Tosfos, the Ramask with Shema, says that the proof is not that you can make Havdalah all week, because what happened was that he made Havdalah on Sunday. As we began today's shiur, we learned that there's an opinion that you could only make Havdalah on a makeup Havdalah on Sunday, that you can't make a makeup Havdalah past Sunday. So actually, what the Gemara only is able to prove, that you can make up Havdalah past Matzah Shabbos, says Tosfos, but you can't make, you can't learn that you can make up Havdalah like we know the halach is, as we said earlier, to Wednesday. So ask the Gemara, Ba'amnei Rav Hunam Rav Chizda, Ma'ala Lakdusha Shikra, could somebody make Kiddush on beer, Amr Hashto, Mar Prezuma, beer, as I said a moment ago, beer in those days was typically made out of dates. Prezuma is beer that's made out of barley. So he said, Amar Prezuma, a beer that's made out of barley. Vitaini, a beer that's made out of dates. Vasni, beer that's made out of berries. The Barmine Mirav, Virab Mrabchia, Rabchia Mirebi, Vloy Poshale, and they didn't allow them to make kiddush on them. Shikra, beer, which is considered a weaker, not such a significant drink, certainly you can't make. Savaminate. So the Talmidim who now heard this halacha were of the impression, Kedushu Dolem Kedushin Olei, we can't make kiddush on beer, Avlav Dulim Evdilin, we can make Havdalah. Amalu Rav Chizda, to which Rav Chizda said to them, Hach Amarav, Kshem Shem, Mekadish Melov, just like we can't make Kiddush on beer, Kachem Mavdin Olov, we can't make Havdalah on beer. It Menami Amrav Tachlifa Baravimi Amar Shmuel, Kshem Shem, Mekadish Melov, just like we can't make Kiddush on beer, Kachem Mavdin Olov, we can't make Havdalah on beer. Says the Gemara, Levi Shadalei L'Rebbe, Rebbe once sent to Rebbe Shikra Bas Tlosa Magni, beer that was made out of crushing 13 stacks of dates. Tame, of figs. Tame, he tasted this beer. Have a bosom tuve, it was delicious. Amma, he said, this is certainly considered a very significant type of beverage. Tame, have a bosom tuve, and therefore he said, this kind of beverage, royal kadishalov. And you could say, it's most delicious. But says the Gemara, the beer caused him to have stomach problems. Amar miyasran, this beer causes me pain and umafayas, and there's two pshatim. One pshat that the Rashbam learns that if the beer causes me pain, umafayas, could I use it to say kiddush on it? Of course, something that that hurts us should not be used to make kiddush. Rashi, however, has a different impression. He says that what he meant to say was that even though this beer hurts us, it causes us this pain, it's still allowed to be used for kiddush. Amar Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef says, Edeb Rabim. Rabbi Yosef says, I'm going to make a neder berabim, the loy esh de shikra. Why did he make a neder berabim? Because the halacha is that a neder that's made berabim, ain loy afara, cannot be annulled. And he wanted to make this kind of neder that nobody could ever back out. And moreover, the Mefarshim say, it wasn't common that somebody who made a neder should make a neder berabim. Why did he make a neder berabim? He made a neder berabim specifically that it should become publicized the last, the Shikra, that I won't drink beer. Isht Amarava, Eshta Mezardim, I'd rather drink water in which flax was salted, soaked, obviously very poor quality water, for last the Shikra, rather than drinking beer. Amarava, Tevi Shikusa Shikra, I'd rather drink beer, Manda Makadish Shikra. That means somebody who has wine available and he can make Kiddush on wine, and instead of making Kiddush on wine, he makes Kiddush on beer, the punishment that he's going to get, Mida Kenega Mida, is that he won't be able to afford wine. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashkechei Rufuna, Rav Met Rufuna, the Kaddish Shikra, that he made Kiddush on beer. Amalei, Shara Abel Mikne Astrim Shikra. Obviously, he says, the Rav's name was Abba. There's two pshat, and one pshat is that was his real name. His real name was Abba. Another pshat that I saw is that Abba was a title. And he said, obviously, that Rav went into the beer business, and it causes, and Baruch Shem, it makes him much profit. And therefore, because beer became so important to him, because it helps him have panasa, that's why he started making Kiddush on beer. So we just learned the sugya of making Kiddush, making Havdalah on Chamar Medina. So the Rashbam says that one that a Meimah held, you can never use beer in a place where there is no wine. The Rosh, however, disagrees. And the Rosh says that beer cannot be used for Kiddush where it's not Chamar Medina. However, furthermore, says the Rosh, in that beer can be used for Havdalah in a place where there is no wine. So therefore, the Rosh says, in a city where there is no wine, one can recite Kiddush and Havdalah on beer. He says, however, that on Friday night, going back to something we discussed earlier in our shir, in Friday night, if you have an option to make Kiddush on beer or to make Kiddush on bread, it's better to make Kiddush on bread. And that's the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch, that like the Rosh, that one could say Kiddush and Havdalah, and the Shulchan Aruch says that one could do so even in a city, but one, the Shulchan Aruch says that should be done in a city where there is no wine. So the Bach points out that we've seen over the generations that people make Kiddush Shabbos morning on beer, on liquor, even in a place where wine was available. Now, the way we just learned, that even if we take the opinion of the Rosh is only lenient in a place where there is no wine available. But in a place where there's wine available, how can we make Kiddush on any other type of beverage? So the Taz explains that since wine was expensive and people didn't drink wine that often because of its expense, that's why they can make, it's considered like there is no wine available and they can make Kiddush and other beverages. Others, the Sefer HaKtanis, Paskins, that only alcoholic beverages can be used for Kiddush. He says, for example, coffee can't be used for Kiddush even in a place where coffee is considered a very nice drink. The Shulchan Aruch, however, says that any beverage that people routinely drink is considered Chamar Medina and it can be used for Kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah says that if somebody enjoys drinking whiskey, he can make Kiddush Shabbos morning on whiskey. But the Mishnah Berurah makes a very important condition. And the condition the Mishnah Berurah makes is that, as we're going to learn, Kiddush should be made on a Revius. And when you drink the Kiddush, as we're going to learn in the Gemara in a moment, you're supposed to drink Maloy Lugmov. So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, if somebody's going to make Kiddush on whiskey, he has to use a Becher, he has to use a Kiddush cup that holds at least a Revius, which is somewhere between 3 and 5 ounces. And he has to drink Maloy Lugmov, which is between 1.5 and 3 ounces. And therefore, the question, this is a very important question, what is considered in the category of Chamar Medina? Rav Moshe, the Shalos HaTshuvos, Igros Moshe, Eirachayim, Chelik Beis, Simon Ein Hey, says that, for example, soda, somebody who drinks soda, even though people drink soda at important meals, soda is served at weddings and at dinners, but the reason people usually drink it is because it's only drunk because somebody is thirsty or somebody is hot and he wants to cool off. That isn't considered M'chamah Medina. The only time something can be considered, according to Ramosha, Chamah Medina, is when you serve it to the person to show that I'm honoring you, I'm greeting you, I'm giving you a cup of coffee, a cup of tea. Typically, somebody doesn't show honor to somebody with a cup of soda, and therefore Ramosha holds that you can't use soda as a Chamah Medina. We just discussed the opinion of the Mishnah Brura that if one makes Kiddush Shabbos morning, he can make Kiddush Shabbos morning on whiskey, but he has to use a cup that holds a revius, and he has to drink Maloy Lugmav of it. However, the Masham, in the Shas Shus Masham, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Ein Hei, where there's a very big discussion what was the minig of previous tzaddikim regarding making Kiddush Shabbos morning. There's a back and forth. What was the size of the cup that the Divrei Chaim would make Kiddush Shabbos morning on whiskey? And there's a very big discussion. How large was that cup on which he made Kiddush? Says that he knows for a fact that there were tzaddikim that made Kiddush on Shabbos morning on whiskey, and even using a small cup. And he explains that the reason is because by whiskey, since even a small amount of whiskey, on the contrary, you don't normally drink a big cup of whiskey. Whiskey, the way it's consumed, is by using a small cup. So that, the chashivas of whiskey, doesn't require, it's chashiv even when you have less than a revius. And therefore, even when you have a cup, a small schnapps cup, you can make kiddush on such a type of cup. And he brings a raya from the Taz. He says that normally the halacha is we don't make a bracha achroina when we drink something unless we drank a revius. The Taz and Simon Reish Yud Aleph Sifkot and Aleph Paskins that even if you drank a small amount of whiskey, you make a bracha achroina. So we see, says the Masham, that the whiskey is different than everything else, and by whiskey, you even on a small amount, you can make the bracha achroina, and you can make kiddush. Many achroinim disagree with the, it's obvious that's the opinion of Mishnah Brura, disagree with the Masham, that they say, Al Gemara says that the shear is always a revius, and doesn't make a difference what type of beverage you're drinking, the shear is a revius, and the shear that you have to drink is a Maloy Lugmav. There are other opinions that are more lenient. I once heard a very interesting comment. Somebody who makes Kiddush on Shabbos morning on whiskey and wants to do it right is either going to be drinking like somebody inappropriate because he has to drink a lot of whiskey, as we just learned, or he's going to be making Kiddush in the wrong way. And therefore, many places can hold that even Shabbos by day, you should make Kiddush on wine. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Ein Mekatshim El Aliyayin, we only make Kiddush on wine, Ben Mevarchim El Aliyayin, we only make a brach on wine. Ask the Gemara, Ota Shikra Maya, if somebody drinks beer, if somebody drinks water, Mila Mevachina Le Shakal Nevet Varoi, we have to make a bracha on no matter whatever we eat and drink. Says the Gemara, if we need a kosher bracha, what we should always use for kosher bracha is el al yayin, only wine. Tana Rabbanan, ein mekatshim al shecher, we shouldn't use beer for kiddush. Mishum Rav Elazar bar Rav Shimon amru mekatshim, we can use beer for kiddush. Meteimus yayin koshu, says the Gemara, it's enough just to drink a small amount of the wine that you make kiddush on. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, no, you have to drink Maloy Lugmav. Maloy Lugmav, according to most opinions, is the amount of a cheekful. And the Rosh explains, one of the people who are attending this Kiddush has to drink at least a Maloy Lugma of the wine on which the Kiddush was made. And the Rosh says, the Marahi says that you have to drink Maloy Lugmav means that it has to be a significant drink, that you drank a significant amount. And therefore, says the Rosh, if we want to combine two people drinking Maloy Lugmav, it's not going to work because nobody drank a significant amount. Not all the Rishonim agree, and the Rishonim are of the opinion, some Rishonim are of the opinion that more than one person could combine to drink the right amount. And moreover, the Ran says that it doesn't have to be actually the person who made Kiddush to drink. Somebody else who's being Yoitza with that Kiddush could also be the one to drink. And the Shulchan Aruch indeed paskins that it doesn't have to be the one who made the Kiddush to drink. It could be somebody else. This is in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Suf Yudalid. But the Shulchan Aruch seems to say it's certainly better that one person at least should drink Maloy Lugmav. Amar Huna Amarav, the Kain Tenor of Gidl, the Min Narish, HaMekadosh V'tah Maloy Lugmav. If you drank Maloy Lugmav Yotza, then when you were Yotza, from Lav, La Yotza, you were not Yotza the Mitzvah. Amar Rav Nachma Yitzchak, Anotan Inalei, I was the one that taught this Brisa. However, Loi Gidl B'Menashe, it wasn't said over in the name of Gidl B'Menashe, for Loi Gidl B'Menyumi, nor was it said over in the name of Gidl B'Menyumi, Ella Gidl Stama, I just said it over in the name of Gidl, but I'm not quite sure which Rav Gidl said it. Ask the Gemara L'mayin Nafkamina, why is it so important to know which Rav Gidl was the one that taught us this Brisa? Answers the Gemara, L'mirma D'deya D'day. If we're going to have Rav Gidl saying two statements that contradict each other, so if we'll know exactly which Rav Gidl made these two statements, we'll be able to ask a question. But if we won't know exactly for sure who made these two statements, we wouldn't be able to ask any questions because we could say these two statements were made by two different individuals. So we learned in our Mishnah, Samach L'Mincha, close to the time of Mincha and Erev Pesach, Lo Yochel Adam Ad Shetechshech. So ask the Gemara, when our Mishnah said Samach L'Mincha, Samach L'Mincha G'dayla Tanan, did the Mishnah mean Samach L'Mincha Ketana, Mincha G'dayla, or Dilma Samach L'Mincha Ketana Ketanan? Mincha G'dayla we know is 9.5 hours in the day. Mincha G'dayla, is 6.5 hours in the day, because that's the earliest time that they ever brought a carbon tamid. On Erev Pesach, that was the time that they brought the carbon tamid. When Erev Pesach was on Erev Shabbos, that's when they brought the carbon Pesach. Samach means that half an hour before it. And Mincha Ketana means 9.5 hours into the day. And Samach L'Mincha Ketana is a half an hour before that. And the Mincha Ketana is the time that they brought the carbon tamid Shebein Abayim on a regular day. And the Gemara explains what are the reasoning behind this question? Explains the Gemara. Samach L'Mincha G'dayla Tanan. Does the Mishnah mean Samach L'Mincha G'dayla B'Shem Pesach? And the reason why we're not supposed to eat at that point is because of the current Pesach. Because Chazal were concerned that we're going to allow you to eat at that time. Dim Aslam Mimshech, you're going to get involved in eating. V'Aslam Nui Melvevet Pesach, and you can forget to bring the current Pesach. So point out Stoisus, if the concern is Karban Pesach, so then after you bring the Karban Pesach, until the night, you should be able to eat. Because now we don't have to worry that you're not going to bring the Karban Pesach. So Stoisus says they were concerned that if a person is allowed to eat, not just when he's allowed to eat after he brings the Karban Pesach, in his desire to want to eat, he's not going to bring the Karban Pesach properly. He's going to be thinking about the food. He's not going to be thinking about the Karban Pesach. So in order to avoid that problem, Chazal said you can't eat until after you bring the Karban Pesach. You can't eat till tonight. So if I can't eat anyway, I'll bring the Karban Pesach properly. The Chasam Sofer has a different approach. He says that the Gemara, even at the time, even at the, this point of the Gemara, where the Gemara is saying that the concern not to allow us to eat an Erev Pesach is because of the Karm Pesach, the Gemara, as we're about to learn, also understood there is a concern to be able to eat the matzah at night. And therefore, the Gemara is saying, are both considerations something we have to think about, or do we only have to think about the matzah? If we only have to think about the matzah, as we're going to learn, then the halacha would be that we only have to stop eating by the mechiktana. If there's also a consideration about the Karm Pesach, but not to say that there is no consideration about the matzah, we would have to stop eating earlier by mecha gedayla. Oy dama, says the Gemara, when our Mishnah says you're not allowed to eat samach l'mincha, it means mecha ketanak tanan, and the consideration of the Mishnah is for shematza, because the Chazal were concerned, dama osla mecha l'minei, Chazal were concerned that if dama osla mecha l'matza, chilagasa, they're not going to eat the matzah properly, because they're going to be full from eating in the afternoon. So of course the Rishonim ask, why are we only worried about the matzah that we're going to eat achila gasa? Why are we not concerned about the Karm Pesach that we're going to eat achila gasa? So Rashbam says, roasted meat is something that's very enjoyable. And since roasted meat is very enjoyable, people will always find rafchal psum mishchiach. People will always find room for roasted meat. And therefore, we're not worried that the meat will be eaten achil gasa. But matzah, which is not that tasty, not so geschmack, we're concerned that somebody's going to eat the matzah achil gasa. Another teretz that the Rashbam gives is that, the concern is by Pesach and matzah as well. The reason the Gemara focused on matzah is because with Zman Hazeh, unfortunately, we don't have a Karm Pesach, where we, Baruch Hashem, still have matzah. So that's why the Gemara was focused on the matzah, but not to be focused on Karm Pesach. The Mashal gives a different explanation. The Mashal explains that by Karm Pesach, as we've learned, the main part of the Karm Pesach is that krova of the Karm Pesach. As we learned quite extensively many times in a Masechta, that when we speak about the Karm Pesach, achila ena makeves, the eating of the Karm Pesach is actually not absolutely essential. And therefore, by the Karm Pesach, Chazal weren't so concerned that you won't be able to eat it, because you at least, you brought the Karm Pesach, and once we ate the Karm Pesach, we were yoytze the primary mitzvah. However, by matzah, the only mitzvah that we have in matzah is the eating of the matzah. That's why Chazal were more concerned. And Chazal wanted us to eat the matzah b'achil gasa. And that's why we start the Haggadah. I saw a beautiful pshat with the words, kol dichin yeseh v'yechol. What does it mean, kol dichin yeseh v'yechol? It means that whoever is hungry should come and eat. Why are they hungry? It doesn't mean that they're hungry because unfortunately they're poor and that's why they haven't had what to eat and they're hungry. On the contrary, they used to go out of the way, not as we're learning this entire parak, not to eat Erev Pesach so that they should be hungry when they came to eat the matzah, and it shouldn't be an achila gasa. Particularly since we know that the proper way of eating matzah is without any salt, without any spice, without any dips. So that's why they used to announce kol dichvin, all of the people who kept themselves hungry all day Erev Pesach, Yesev Yechel should come, and Yesev Yechel should come and eat the Karban Matzah, because they're in the proper state of eating the Karban Matzah. So as we're eating the Matzah, so we're learning from here that Matzah may not be eaten with an Achila Gasa, because an achila gasa is not considered an achila, because just like the halacha is, if you eat a food shaloi kederech achila, it's not considered having eaten the food. Eating food when it's an achila gasa, when it's something that you can't eat, it's considered that you didn't eat the food. It's not considered that you did achila. And in fact, the Mishnah Lamelech and the Bach are of the opinion, besides by Basa B'cholov, if you ate a food that's not kosher, but you ate it by Chila Gasa, it's not considered to over a lav midaraisa. Not everybody necessarily agrees with that opinion, but many are of the opinion by Achila Gasa, if you ate an Achila Gasa, it's not considered that you ate. If you would be Machol Sasurus, you wouldn't get Malkus. Amar Avina. So now again, our question is, when our Mishnah says, then Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat Samach L'mincha, what does the Mishnah mean with Samach L'mincha? Does it mean Mechiktana, 9 hours in the day, or Mechigdoyla, 6 hours in the day? Amar Avina Toshema, the Braisa teaches us, Afila Agrifus HaMelech, even Agrifus HaMelech, Shurag Alechol B'teisha Shas, that he always ate 9 hours in the day, that's when he ate the first meal of the day, Oysiyoyim L'yachol Achetechshech, that day he can't eat the regular time. So the Rashbam explains that Agrifus was a Melech Kosher, and he was a descendant of the Chashmonoi. Tosfos asks a question that the Gemara Masechta Sota mentions that he wasn't really considered a tzaddik, and he certainly shouldn't have been appointed for a melech. In fact, he quotes the Gemara in Masechta Sota, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, where it says that when they were reading the Sefer Torah and they came to the pasuk of Mekerev Achecho, Tosam Alecha Melech, he was crying, because he knew that he really shouldn't have been the king. And the Mishnah over there says that Chazal tried to appease him. The Seder Adira says that actually there were two kings whose name was Agrifus. One, the one in our Mishnah, in our Gemara, was a tzaddik. The other one was not. So now the Gemara makes its point based on this braisa. Yeah, Shlomo, if we're going to stand, and we're going to explain our Mishnah, Samach L'Michik Tana Tanan, that you're not allowed to eat Samach L'Mincha in our Mishnah, means Samach L'Michik Tana, 9 hours in the day. So now we could understand what the Braisa meant, Hana Revusa D'Agrifus, why the Braisa picked D'Agrifus. That even though he ate his first meal 9 hours in the day, which was before the time that it's also to eat, still, since the meal is going to go past the time when you're allowed to eat, he wasn't allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. Eli Amrit Samach L'Michigdoyla K'tanan, that our Mishnah says you're not allowed to already eat for Samach L'Michigdoyla, Ma'arivisa D'Agrifus. Of course, Agrifus couldn't eat at that late hour. It was much later than the Micha G'doyla. Chalisa Mikara. It was already also from before. So we see from here that you're not allowed to eat earlier. Ella must be Samach L'Michigdoyla. Ask the Gemara, even if we'll say that the Pshat in our Mishnah is Mechik Tana, still, why does the Braisa teach us the Aloch of Agrifus? Hamachalai is Manesura. Agrifus knew that he's going to eat and it's going to go past the right time. And as the Rashbam explains, but didn't we learn at the beginning of this Perek on Daf Kuf, when it came to speak about Erev Shabbos, when we were speaking about the opinion of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, we learned from there that if you begin before this man, when you begin eating on Friday afternoon at a time when you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to continue eating past that time. So as long as Agrifus begins at the right time, why was there an issue? So says the Rashbam that if you're going to eat in a time where if you're going to do something and you know it's going to go past the right time, you're not allowed to begin at that time. And of course, this is a very important discussion. The Shalz Achuva Shaila Shmuel asked the question, is somebody allowed to begin davening knowing that he will not, by the time he finishes davening or middle of the davening, it will be past his man tefillah? So he says that even though our Gemara clearly indicates that Agrifus was not allowed to eat if he knew that his meal will go into a time when you're not allowed to eat, it's not necessarily that that's the halacha in all areas of halacha. It could be that when it comes to eating, we have all the considerations that we're speaking about eating. That's where we have to be machmer, that if you know you're beginning to eat and it's going to go into a time when you may not eat, we have to be machmer. But in other areas of halacha, we could be more lenient. And that is the halacha, that if somebody didn't daven, if somebody only begins to daven after at a time where he knows he's not going to make it to the Zman Tefillah, he may continue davening, even though that's what's going to happen. So again, ask the Gemara, what's the chiddush with our grifus, no matter how we understand the Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Matatayim Teisha Shos La Grifus, when a grifus eats late in the day, it's Ka'ab Shos Adon. It's like when we eat earlier. Because just like we're allowed to eat early in the day in Erev Pesach, because that's not going to affect what our habits and our appetite for the evening, so too a grifus who's accustomed to eat later in the day should be allowed to eat later in the day because that's what he always eats. Kamash Malon, to teach us that once Chazal taught us that you're not allowed to eat at a certain time, even though it's a person that it won't affect his eating habits at night. If Chazal said you're not allowed to eat at that time, you're not allowed to eat at that time. Says the Gemara, Amar Vasi, even though a person can't sit down for a meal on Erev Pesach, Samuch Mincha, says the Gemara, Matu V'minita Gima, he's allowed to take fruits, meat, without bread and eat. Rav Yitzchok, says the Gemara, Matu B'yarki. Rav Yitzchok would eat vegetable. Because what vegetables do, says the Rashbam, was that it doesn't satiate. On the contrary, it causes one to have appetite. Tanya Mihochi, says the Gemara, Hamshamish Metabel B'nei Ma'ayin, he's allowed, the waiter is allowed to eat the innards of meat on Karim Pesach, not of the Karim Pesach. Karim Pesach meat, of course, may not be eaten on Erev Pesach. We're talking about other meat. V'noisim l'fei archim, and they used to serve it to guests because it only causes you to have a better appetite. V'apish en ra'i l'dover, that to eat something which will cause appetite is mutter and should be done. Zeich l'dover. Shneimer, the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Nir l'chem nir, plow the ground, v'tizri kloitzim. What it means is plow the ground to kill the weeds, that it shouldn't be difficult to plant in the field afterwards. And what the pasuk is teaching us is that just like we plow in order that we should be able to plant, so too we should eat different foods that we should be able to eat at night. Of course, Tosfos, that's the way the Rashbam explains the Gemara. Tosfos has a difficulty with this explanation because there we're plowing in order to plant. So plowing and planting are two different activities. Here we're talking about eating, and we're saying that we're allowed to eat certain foods on Erev Pesach in order that we should be able to eat at night. So I saw a very beautiful pshat. They used to plow twice. Why did they plow twice? They plowed once in order that the second plowing should be effective. And that's what the Gemara here means too. Eat on Erev Pesach the foods that you should be able to cause you to have appetite and eat better on Erev Pesach by night. Rav Avishasi Chamer Kulam Al Yom the Pischa says, and we'll do this tomorrow, but here we're seeing that in Erev Pesach you're allowed to eat foods that cause you to have an appetite. And Rashbam says, only meat and fruit. However, mezoinus, the Paiskum say, one should not eat mezoinus on Erev Pesach. That's in the same category as bread, as matzah, or as sitting down to a meal. Anyway, just to repeat, as we discussed at the beginning of our perek, one should not eat matzah on Erev Pesach at any point. Tosfos at the beginning of the perek quoted the Yerushalmi that somebody eats matzah on Erev Pesach is ki'ilu bol arusos beis chamav. So when we speak about bread, it obviously doesn't mean bread, because after chatzos Erev Pesach, one may not eat bread. It obviously doesn't mean matzah, because matzah also cannot be eaten Erev Pesach. It means mezainis, and even that mezainis should not be eaten on Erev Pesach after the zman of samach l'mincha, with the halacha of zman of samach l'mincha means mincha ketanah.